It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
KSL News Time, 3:45. The three things you need to know this hour first.
Fire investigators say the range fire in Utah County was sparked by target shooting at the Orem Police Gun Range. The officer who was there at the time is cooperating with fire officials. I'm KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson.
Second, 1,168 more coronavirus cases reported in Utah today. At this moment, 288 Utahns are hospitalized. The hospitals say they're beginning to feel the pinch in their ICUs. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot. We're brought to you by Mountain America's free online and mobile banking tools.
We do have construction clogging up traffic in all directions at the intersection of 5600 West, 3500 South. Downtown drivers watch for a crash at 7th East 4th South, blocking northbound traffic. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Sun mixed with clouds, 71. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Here we are at 71 in Salt Lake City now. KSL's top national stories from ABC News.
15 days to the election, President Trump is on the campaign trail in Arizona. He's criticizing the nation's top infectious diseases expert, along with Democratic challenger Joe Biden.
Biden wants to lock it down. He wants to listen to Dr. Fauci.
The president saved his most aggressive attacks, however, for Fauci for an all-staff campaign call earlier today.
Fauci's a disaster. I mean, this guy, if I listen to him, we have 500,000 deaths.
The president did, however, today call Fauci a nice guy. Biden is off the campaign trail today. A source familiar with the campaign says the former vice president is meeting with advisors and doing debate prep. An unsealed Justice Department indictment accuses six current and foreign Russian military officers of using computer hacking to disrupt the French election, the Winter Olympics, and U.S. hospitals and businesses. Stocks plunged on worries about a new coronavirus economic rescue package, the Dow falling more than 400 points. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Now the KSL In-Depth.
Utah's coronavirus spike. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
University of Utah Health Chief Medical Officer Dr. Tom Miller was on CNN this afternoon. He was talking about the strain this ongoing spike is putting on our state's healthcare system. He says the jump in cases is tied mostly to young folk returning to school.
Yeah, I think this spike is likely to kids going back to school, colleges getting back together. Those infections generally in those age groups don't very often result in hospitalizations, but then there's vertical transmission to parents and grandparents, and then those people who are at risk of developing severe illness. So we're seeing the spike initially in young folks, and then we're also seeing now a tail spike in those 24 to 65 and above. So all age groups are impacted. So I don't want anybody to think that it's just the young that are being infected now. The infection is transmitted to family members and people who are older and people at risk.
So it's going through all the age groups, including into those
Yes.
older ages where folks are certainly more vulnerable to COVID. Tell us, do you have what you need? Is there anything that you need from your state or federal officials?
We have currently enough equipment. What we really need is the public to pick up their ears a little bit and wear their masks. So we can get rid of these masks when the infection is over, when COVID is done, or until we have an effective treatment or a vaccine. But the mask is our medicine right now. We really need to focus on wearing our protective gear, especially when out in public and certainly within buildings or inside working. We've really got to up our game. This will really, really help us control the spread of infection in spite of some of the things we've heard. We know it works. We've had universal masking within our hospital walls for some time now, and we are not seeing infection rates go up between employees or patients. When we do have people that get sick, they get it in the community and they get it at home. So wearing masks, very important when you're out in public and shopping and doing other things.
He and his colleagues will continue standing up to tell the truth, even when some officials at higher levels of government downplay the seriousness of the virus. His words. KSL News Time, 3:49.
Triple Team Traffic is brought to you by Mountain America's free online and mobile banking tools. Covering the Monday rush, here's Ricky Meese.
One small accident right in the heart of the valley. It's westbound I-80 prior to the I-15 junction. But the good news is it is out of traffic over to the right shoulder, so we're not seeing any kind of big backups for it. If you are headed southbound on I-15, also a good drive in place. No accidents, no delays. That's in Salt Lake and Utah County. I-215's Belt Route and the 201 problem-free, but Bangor Highway seeing delays both directions approaching SR-201, 2100 south and 5600 west. Just anticipate delays, especially at the 3500 south intersection, but you're going to see backups both directions between I-80 and 3500 south. Steve?
It's a good drive. Full speeds on 15. That's both north and southbound between downtown Salt Lake City and all points headed north. We do have a crash affecting traffic both directions, west and eastbound traffic on 12th Street at 700 west in Ogden. Left lane closed there. No problems on the west side belt for northbound 215 drivers. Legacy looking good and Highway 89 good to go. Back to school or work, it's time to get back to health, Utah. Improve your health with a free back to health screening at Prime Meridian Medical Clinic. Visit backtohealth.com. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Here's the 7-day forecast and Grant Lehman.
71 in the sunshine today, 69, mostly sunny tomorrow, 71 on Wednesday, more sunshine. It's cooler Thursday, only 60 with mostly sunny skies, and then 59 on Friday, partly cloudy. Rain showers possible on Saturday, 62, and then get this, 49, the high on Sunday with rain and even some valley snow showers. I'm Grant Weeman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now in Salt Lake City, we're at 71 degrees, KSL News Time, 351.
Have you been laid off, furloughed, permitted to resign, fired, offered early retirement or a buyout because this virus affected your continued employment? If so, don't leave your 401k or company plan with your old employer. I'm Jeff Jr. with Trajan Wealth, strongly recommending you roll that old plan over. By leaving it there, you completely lose control. If your old company goes out of business or gets purchased, your money could be tied up in litigation for years. Don't risk the money you've worked so hard for by leaving it with the company you no longer work for. Trajan Wealth specializes in 401k and company plan rollovers. We'll walk you through it and even complete the paperwork for you. Don't leave your 401k unprotected and unsupervised. As a fiduciary, Trajan Wealth has the experience and knowledge to help you. Call today, 801-899-7600, 801-899-7600, or visit TrajanWealth.com.
Investment advisory services offered through Trajan Wealth, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
Take KSL with you wherever you go. Download the KSL News Radio app, powered by Any Hour Services.
Congressman John Curtis gets things done for Utah. Since being elected, 7 bills signed by the president.
Instead of just talking about it, why don't we go out there and show them?
Ah, okay. Like passing the Small Business Access to Capital and Efficiency Act that helps local businesses grow. Or introducing the Rural Broadband Permitting Efficiency Act that expands high-speed internet access to all Utah's counties.
Don't forget about the Endangered Fish Recovery Program's Extension Act that protects our precious resources.
Right, but it's not just about what John has done, but what he's stopped. Introduce laws to suspend pay to Congress if the government shuts down. And voted over 20 times against irresponsible spending.
We got to go faster if we're going to fit it all in.
Okay, 177 town hall meetings held. Rode 53 miles on a clean air bike tour and passed the most sweeping public lands bill in decades.
I'm John Curtis, and I approve this message.
Because John Curtis gets things done for Utah.
Paid for by Curtis for Congress.
Rescue, redemption, recovery, reentry. That's what happens at the rescue mission of Salt Lake City.
My name's India.
My name is Kelly.
So I was a heroin addict.
I was living in my car.
And I decided it was time that I got help.
You don't know what to expect.
The rescue mission of Salt Lake does not accept any federal, state, or city funding. Everything is wholly supported through your generous tax-deductible contributions, along with donations of our friends and supporters.
You have a bed. You have a shower. We get everything that we need.
87% of every dollar goes to the rescue mission services. The other 13%, hard costs to run the mission building itself.
Like I have that hope now.
thank goodness.
From the recovery program to a place to lay your head at night. And meals served every morning, afternoon, and evening all year long, as well as food boxes for families in need. The rescue mission needs our help.
Like a new life, that newfound hope
is what I'm grateful for.
Find out how at rescuesaltlake.org.
We're watching Utah's Money at KSL. Target is paying out over $70 million in bonuses to hourly employees. The company says it'll give $200 to more than 350,000 workers. KSL drives this year's Motor Trend SUV of the Year, the Land Rover Defender. The Defender's making a big comeback after not being sold in the U.S. for more than two decades. CVS is hiring thousands of pharmacy techs. It's in preparation for more spikes in COVID-19 cases, as well as to distribute a vaccine when one becomes available. On Wall Street, they were pessimistic today about the halt in stimulus talks in Washington. The Dow fell 410 points to 28,195. The S&P lost 56. The NASDAQ composite dropped 192 points. KSL News Time 355. Cougar Tracks now on Utah's legacy home of the BYU Cougars, KSL News Radio. Here's Mitch Harper.
If you thought the Zach Wilson hype was slowing down, think again. BYU star signal caller passed for a career-high 400 yards in BYU's 43-26 win over Houston this past Friday. But individual accolades take a back seat to what the team accomplished in H-Town, according to Wilson.
I feel like the statement that we made was that we're a big-time team. You know, average teams are inconsistent. They can't finish games off. And, you know, there wasn't a moment of that tonight. Every single play, every single drive tonight was, you know, even if something didn't go right, every single play, every single drive was, hey, you know, we're going to execute the next drive. And the guys had the same mentality. Even when adversity hit, we were down, momentum shifted. And, you know, so proud of these guys for battling back.
BYU is now 5-0 for the first time since 2008 and is ranked number 12 in the latest AP Top 25 poll. For more on the undefeated Cougars, go to kslsports.com. With Cougar Tracks, I'm Mitch Harper on your legacy home of the BYU Cougars, KSL News Radio.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless. And I will never understand it. I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.